Sonata number 3 in D minor by Brahms was played by Frank Peter Zimmermann and Emmanuel Ax in a concert recorded at this year's Schwetzingen Festival. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 3 minutes past 2 o'clock, and for the next hour we'll be in the capable hands of Dame Emma Kirkby.
Welcome to the Early Music Show. Since we're right between Christmas and New Year, I've been asked to choose an hour of music with a seasonal flavour. So I'll start with one of my favourite arias in Bach's Christmas Oratorio. The story has reached the moment when the baby is taken to the temple for circumcision and given his name. Bach has begun with his bass and soprano soloists meditating on the names Emmanuel and Jesus and their power to overcome death. And then comes the soprano with this series of enraptured questions. My saviour, should your name carry even the smallest seed of fear and terror? You yourself are saying no. Then, instead of shuddering at death, should I be rejoicing? Yes, my saviour is saying yes.
¶¶
The aria Flößt mein Heiland from Part 4 of Bach's Christmas Oratorio. The soprano was Monika Frimmer, beautifully echoed by someone from the choir, the oboist Marcel Ponzela, and Masaaki Suzuki directed Bach Collegium Japan. Now a piece that stayed in my head for months after I first heard it, as part of Hugh Keats' programme of carols recorded by Martin Neary with Westminster Abbey Choir in 1996. It's by the American singer-songwriter and Appalachian music enthusiast John Jacob Niles, who died at a ripe old age in 1980. In the lyrics, you can hear some Middle English phrases, giving the song a timeless feel. Sing we the Virgin Mary.
Silent came our Jesus.
For me, that's a timeless performance too. Standing in for the Appalachian dulcimer that Niles used to play was the late, much lamented Tom Finucane on the guitar, and with him Lee Nixon, tenor, and Simon Birchall, bass, in Sing We the Virgin Mary. Time for a break from the voice for a few minutes, and a glorious organ piece by Louis-Claude Daquin, one of the most dazzling keyboard players of the 18th century. He published a set of Christmas pieces in the 1740s called the Nouveau Livre de Noël, which have been staples in the organist's seasonal repertoire ever since. We're going to hear one of them now, a Noël Provençal, played by René Sargin on the organ of Sainte-Chapelle du Château Ducal de Chambéry. And there's a lovely festive-sounding carry-on introduction too. René Sargent on the organ of Sainte-Chapelle du Château Ducal de Chambéry, with that wonderful Noël Provençal by Louis-Claude Daquin. And before it, you heard Yves Roure playing the carillon in Chambéry. What a sequence of fantastic sounds. Now a little bit of personal history. When I was starting off as a singer, I did a few auditions, most of which I failed. And one of those was for the BBC Singers, where my sight reading wasn't up to their amazing standard, and also my sound too limited for the immense range of things that they do. So no surprise there, except not long after I was astonished to be invited by them for the piece we'll hear next, Serafin che con dulce armonia, by Juan Cerarols. It's a gorgeous Christmassy number with all the right colours. As it's about angels, there's even a harp. But its real strength is in the bittersweetness of its words. The baby is crying, so the angels must come and sing and play for him. Their sounds evoke the gardens of heaven and of earth, where there are crimson flowers bleeding for love, and jasmine that flowers among thorns to remind us of hope springing afresh. Here is the harp consort with the wonderful Nuria Rial.
Thank you.
Nuri Arial and the Harp Consort, directed by Andrew Lawrence King, in Serafin que conduce armonía by Juan Cerreros. Now I'll move down the coast a little to Barcelona and the Song of the Catalan Sibyl. For many of us and for many decades, the voice of Catalonia was Montserrat Figueras, wife of Jordi Savall. Here she is with her husband's group, La Capilla Real de Catalunya, instruments and voices evoking the Last Judgment. There is a tradition every Christmas Eve in Barcelona, in Mallorca and other Catalan churches of considering the Last Judgment in much terrifying detail. We're going to hear the last section where the soloist leads our prayers to the Virgin Mary and enjoins all souls to keep praying with all devotion that we should be saved. the incomparable Montserrat Figueras, with that excerpt from the Catalan Sibyl. La Capilla Real de Catalunya was directed by Jordi Savall. Now I'd like to turn to the other German Christmas story. Shorter than Bach's, this is Heinrich Schütz's Weihnachtshistorie. But it's full of colour. All the characters involved in the Christmas story appear, each with their own distinctive instrumentation, so it is a real favourite among early music groups. You need good male singers for this piece. First we have three tenors as the wise men, and they're accompanied by violins and bassoon. Then Herod consulting his advisers, and they are four basses with two sackbuts. Herod, of course, has trumpets because he's king, but his aria is full of sinister scheming.
Christus sollte geboren werden, und sie sagten ihm, Und forschet fleißig nach dem Kindlein. Und forschet fleißig nach dem Kindlein, nach dem Kindlein. Und forschet fleißig nach dem Kindlein, nach dem Kindlein, nach dem Kindlein. Und wenn ihr's findet, so saget mir es wieder, so saget mir es wieder. Wieder, dass ich auch komme, dass ich auch komme und es anbiete, und es anbiete, dass ich auch komme.
Excerpts from Heinrich Schütz's Weihnachtshistorie, Christmas Story. The Evangelist was Nigel Rogers and Herod was sung by David Thomas. Andrew Parrott directed the Taverner Consort and Players. Now a song subtitled The Queen's New Year Gift. The Queen would have been Queen Anne, wife of King James I, and we don't know what she thought of it or even whether she heard it. But it was written by Tobias Hume and published in 1607. He was a soldier and a serious amateur singer and gamba player, also a great character. And one of his songs requires the singer to cover all four ranges from treble to bass and accompany himself on the gamba at the same time. So Hume didn't lack ambition for himself. But the song I'd like to play has three gambas, each one played lyre-away, so they're playing chords or plucking chords, so it's a very rich effect. And it's a glorious text. A dream of heavenly harmony.
Thank you.
The Queen's New Year Gift, Cease Leaden Slumber, by Tobias Hume, sung there by me, Emma Kirkby, with members of Labirinto, Paolo Pandolfo, Guido Balestracci and Juan Manuel Quintana on the gamba, and Eduardo Egues on the theorbo. Well, we've come to the last of my seasonal choices, and I thought we should end where we began, with Bach's Christmas Oratorio. Towards the end, there's the most beautiful violin solo with two anguished voices asking, when will Messiah come? And a third one saying, he's here, haven't you noticed?
Thank you.
Ach, wenn wird die Zeit erscheinen, the last trio from Bach's Christmas Oratorio, sung there by Monika Frimmer, soprano, and Gert Turk, tenor, and answered by Yoshikazu Mira, countertenor, with a glorious violin solo there from Mari Ono, leader of the Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki. And that's it from me and my choices of seasonal music for the Early Music Show. I hope you've enjoyed them as much as I have. Happy New Year!
Today's Early Music Show was presented by Dame Emma Kirkby and produced in Salford by Les Pratt. In next Sunday's programme, Lucy Skeeping will be telling the story of the incomparable Lubisser, an extraordinary German violinist who caused something of a storm in the mid-17th century with his music-making as well as his excessive lifestyle. That's next Sunday at the same time, 2 o'clock. And don't forget, you can download many previous editions of the Early Music Show from our website, including the one you've just heard. This is Radio 3. It's a couple of minutes after 3 o'clock. And time for Choral Evensong, which is an edited archive recording of a service first broadcast from St Paul's Cathedral on Christmas Day 1988. The canticles are George Dyson's setting in D major, written in 1907, while Dyson was studying in Dresden. The sequence of carols begins with A Baby's Born by William Mathias, followed by Quel est cet odeur in an arrangement by David Wilcox, and it ends with Samuel Scheidt's setting of the carol in Dulce Jubilo. The service begins with Francis Poulenc's motet Hodie Christus Natus Est. Today is Christ born. Today the Saviour has appeared.
A child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace.
O Lord, open thou our lips.
Thank you.
1985,